Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Black and Bold Podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And happy belated Black History Month, everybody.
Happy belated Black History Month, my people. And happy Women's History Month as well, currently.
Yes, sir. Let's clap it up.
Exactly. Clap it up for the women, all the women in our lives, all the important, significant women in history, and all the important, significant women currently, presently, and in the future. Just all the women.
Of course. You know, they say respect women.
Exactly.
But for real, you know, I know, like, you're not on it for the Black History Month, but you got to cut us some slack because, one, it's the shortest month of the year. It's kind of a little dirty. Mm-hmm. But also, we've just been dealing with a lot of schoolwork, you know.
Yeah. We've been busy, guys. And we were celebrating Black History Month as well. So we were kind of caught up in events, in schoolwork, in just a lot on our plate, a lot on our schedule, and we're going to be more consistent. I'm telling you, we're going to be banging out them episodes like we used to. We're going to be on it. I'm trying to tell you guys.
Yeah, it's not even that big of a break, but, you know, we'll still be on it. We got you guys.
Exactly. We got some stuff in storage, too. Don't get it twisted. We've been working. We just got to shoot it out there.
Speaking of Black History Month and celebrating it, what have you done?
What have I done? I've actually done a lot. Because you know why, Nishan?
What?
I work at the AACC.
What?
The African American Cultural Center. And I love my job.
Gotcha.
I love what I do. I love the people there. It's a great vibe, great atmosphere. If you guys haven't been there before, you should definitely go. All the people are super welcoming. It's just a nice place to be. And they had a lot of events for Black History Month, which I was excited about. And I had to attend some for work, but I also attended some just for myself. And they were fun. I liked them.
Which ones like were like the highlights? Like, which ones do you remember?
Honestly, I remember fondly and really well. I remember we were watching Black Panther Forever, and in addition to that, they had soul food for us while we was watching it. So it was a great, beautiful day. We was eating some soul food, feeling real Black, watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? I was just loving life right there. You know what I'm saying? It was just a time where we all came together collectively as a people and just enjoyed the time.
I bet you were chilling on that.
I sure was.
Yeah.
I definitely took a plate home as well. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I was real hungry.
Honestly, for me, I don't work at the African American Cultural Center, unfortunately.
But you swing by though. You you are present there.
I've become more and more like present.
We love to have you, bro. We love to have all the people together. You feel me?
Yeah. I've been focusing more on my hair, you know. Gotta get that black hair in check.
Okay, he's trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's falling in love with his black 4C hair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We love to see another person just appreciating their hair.
Yeah, just getting like, you know, trying to get some ways right now.
Exactly.
And with that, I bought more black-owned products, like hair products and stuff.
I've been
like
talking
that
to him, too. We've been having conversations, just, you know what I'm saying? I've been giving him little tips and tricks. We've just been discussing hair, and it's just been an amazing time. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's nice just helping someone out in their hair journey. I'm on my journey as well. I'm not an expert at all, guys, but I am working toward getting on that level one day. But I am a little bit more experienced than Nishan, so I have been giving him some tips, some tricks, and he has been insightful on things and put me on as well. So we've just been helping each other out and just like been
synergy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right now I had the do-rag on, just getting mad comfortable.
Exactly. You got that nice little burgundy do-rag.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Let the people know.
Yeah, you gotta make a statement. Mm-hmm. That in mind, like, you know, we said this in the last episode, but just remember, like, if you got black hair, support those black-owned businesses.
Exactly. We gotta put money back into the black community's pocket, you know what I'm saying? We can't be giving money to other communities that much. I mean, we can.
Without treating our own.
Exactly. We got to remember our community as well.
You got you. And also, they're the ones that know, like, how our hair works and stuff like that.
Exactly. They got all the formulas, all the ingredients down pat. And their products, they rarely disappoint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have a bunch of Black-owned products currently. I've been using my little oil, my little spray bottle, just locking up them dreads and just, like, enjoying the hair journey along the way. It's been beautiful.
Yeah, honestly, have been, like, I remember, got a plate of soul food myself. Mm. Yeah, thanks. Nah, thanks out there, Luxon. But on that note, what is the ideal plate, like, soul food plate? I'm going to talk about some Black soul food culture.
Okay, wait. Before we get into this, I also, when we was talking about the topic of hair, it reminded me of another event that I went to that the AACC was hosting. They had Crown Day, which was essentially a day for hair. I think it was like a natural hair workshop. And they had it on two separate days. And one of the days, it was mostly a discussion about hair. And we were watching a video just to get more informed on the Crown Act. And if you guys don't know about the Crown Act, from what I remember, it was essentially one of the big pieces of, like, legislation, or one of the big things that really helped getting having Black hair be more acceptable within the workplace. And it was one of those things that really just helped just Black people do different hairstyles within the workplace, and we didn't have to really conform to one set style. And from what I remember from the discussion that we had, it's not federal law, so not all places have to abide by it. Only like a select few states abide by the act, and hopefully it does get federalized and everyone has to do it, because that'd just be a beautiful act to have. I feel like we need to have something like that for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the second event that I remember from Crown Day is they had this, oh my God, let me reminisce real quick. Hold on. They had this nice little, you know what I'm saying? Hold up. Let me get it right. They had haircuts. They had
free haircuts.
Exactly. Free haircuts. Let me not forget that part. Free haircuts. Retwist, just general hair maintenance in Worth. And then they had food alongside that event as well. And they had movies in the background, little games, just a lot of bonding, a lot of free hair services. I definitely took advantage, got myself a nice clean cut. And they were giving out them good cuts too. Like, I was, before I even let them touch my hair, I was looking at the other cuts. I was like, all right, they cutting right. I went over there, got myself a nice little shape up. And I felt happy. Walked away a happy man.
Yeah. You were talking about hair and stuff like that, so I gotta ask you the question. What's it like with twists?
With twists?
Yeah.
I don't even have a twist. I got locks.
Oh.
It's okay, bro. I'll let you slide. It's okay. You ain't know. You coolin'. But with locks though, locks are a journey. Locks are beautiful. At the beginning of my lock journey, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really know much. I wasn't as informed on locks. And throughout the months, I've been seeking more information. I have some friends with locks. We've just been having discussions. I've been getting nice tidbits of information. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching the videos on YouTube. And I love my locks. You know what I'm saying? I've just been spraying it with water and then putting some oil. That's essentially how I help grow my locks. Growing your locks is kind of like growing a plant. You got to, like, water it and, like, I guess give it food occasionally. But right now, the stage I am in my locks is it's still kind of young, but it's definitely more advanced than starter locks. And I'm loving the journey right now, man. I just can't wait until I start getting my my drastic hang time, when my locks fall all the way down to the crevices of my back. When they get long, I can't wait for that part. I'm just going to trust the process. But I'm loving the journey, man. I would definitely recommend the journey to other people. Although it is kind of long term, and it can turn into a lifetime journey if you want it to. Just definitely just look into it, see if it's for you. And I'm probably gonna keep these locks for life. I'll be honest. Yeah, cause
you're a changed man.
Yeah, I'm really liking them. I'm really liking what they do. I feel like locks are kind of endgame for a lot of people because they're like the ultimate protective style. And my sister has locks. My brother has locks. So the family is kind of privy to the lock lifestyle as well. And yeah, I like my locks.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some longer hair myself. That's all I'm saying. But let's get to another aspect of black culture. Make this the black culture episode. Food. Food. What's your ideal plate?
Let's get back to that question.
Yeah, the soul food plate.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? We gotta have a staple. We gotta have mac and cheese in there.
Got you.
Of course. For me, for soul food, I like me a nice piece of fried chicken. I like me some chicken definitely. On there.
You can't go exactly. without the fried chicken.
You gotta have the protein, of course. Have some poultry, something nice. I like sweet yams. I like something sweet.
I need candied yams. If it's yams, it's gonna have to be candied with the marshmallows. Exactly.
Can I get to the yams? I have to, bro. I have to get to the yams. But back to the plate. I said mac and cheese. I said yams. I said
yams. You name it.
Exactly. Or I said fried chicken. It's been a little bit. Let me think back. What's on my plate, though? What's on my plate?
Yo, soul food, I just realized, is a lot like Thanksgiving. Or is that just black families just in general?
Nah, it is. I usually have some type of soul food on my table for Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? I like my greens, too. I might throw some collard greens in there.
You need your greens, some guy. Veggies.
Exactly. I love my greens, but like a majority of my siblings don't like their greens. I don't know why. Because greens is good. And they good for you. Like, they good to your for and to your health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like my greens, my nice little collard greens.
Yo, black people, though, be managing to make veggies. Like, they be putting, like, ham and stuff like that and, like, smoked turkey.
They be blessing the plate. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm saying in the collards and stuff like that.
Oh, in the collards?
Yeah, we add all the salt. They make flavorful food.
We some creative folk. I'm not gonna lie. We
innovation.
Got it. Yeah. Oh. Cornbread.
Oh,
I like some
yeah.
nice little cornbread.
Yeah, some cornbread.
Of course. Can't forget the bev. Never, never, never. I'm gonna get some water just to quench my thirst.
Come on,
I love water.
I thought you. All right, wait.
What you want me to get? Some juice? Some Pepsi?
Some Kool-Aid? Just fill out the whole stereotype.
Nah, I can't be too black. I gotta get my water in there.
Word. For me, pretty similar plate. Like, you know, you got the mac and cheese. My cousin makes some fire ass mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, TT, if you watching this, shout out to you because your mac and cheese is pretty good.
You make some good mac.
Yeah, but anyways, it's just some good mac and cheese. Like, it's like to the point where I can't tolerate anything else.
It's like that has to be one of the central pieces of the plate.
Yeah.
Mostly revolves around the mac and cheese. It's something that you cannot not have on the plate.
Got you. You got some, you need the greens. Like, I'll be different though. I'll say some green beans. You know?
Green beans, okay.
Green beans is good, I'm not gonna lie. You know, the fried chicken is obvious. It's like a necessity. Wings, it's gotta,
it's wings. I like that.
And then you need some Tabasco sauce or something. I like spicy food. If you have pigmentation that is brown or darker, it is a must that you like spicy food. Like, the general culture is going to be spicy food. I mean, you like what you like, but you know what I mean. You still got to like it. Yeah, but that's like, you know, that's.
I like some spice, but I don't like the udi. Like, I'm not the type of person to put half the bottle.
Fair enough. Yeah, I just need it. Like, I just need to feel that, like, that sensation.
Yeah, that little zestiness. Pause. That little zing.
Yeah, and with that, yo, candy yams is nice, but that's more of like a straight up Thanksgiving thing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you can round off with some cornbread. Oh, some rice would be nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
rice and beans.
I kind of forgot. Let me get the rice and beans. You know what I fuck with?
What?
I fuck with some rice and peas.
Peas?
No. The Jamaican version.
Oh.
That shit is, bro. That shit is, oh my God, bro. Oh. I'm gonna be a little bit unorthodox. I'm a Haitian man. I'm gonna get the patty. I like a patty on my plate, please.
The beef patty?
Of course. The beef or the chicken. I can't do the beef. I don't like the veggie patty. That's not, I like.
No, I'm asking, do you prefer beef or chicken patty?
That's a question to debate. For the sake of time, I'm gonna say beef.
Yeah,
beef gotcha. Guy.
I'm gonna say this like
it gotta be done right though.
Yeah, I gotta like also like you know, water is good like for my drink, but exactly. You know,
water is the universal solvent, bro.
But some iced tea, yeah, some iced tea or lemonade is nice.
Listen, bro, I feel like juices don't quench your thirst at all, bro. I feel like juices are designed to make you more thirsty because they got like salt in it. So you essentially, you drinking yourself into thirst, essentially.
You drinking the water out of you. But nah, I feel that way with soda. Like, it's like when I drink soda,
yeah,
I'm not really
I think a soda
it's
guy.
Like the carbonation like type, that. Whatever.
Yeah, it I'm not a soda guy thirsty. Anymore. Like, we getting older. We gotta think about the body.
Yeah, your
body's think about what a we put in it. I sound like such an old head, bro. I'm not even that old.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like to take care of my body. I like health and things of that nature. So if I have the choice of juice, soda, or water, we going with water all the way.
Hit that water. But
it gotta be cold too. We ain't on no nut shit. We ain't on no room temp.
Got you.
Oh nah, we're not doing that.
All right, got you. But you know. I know who you like. I know you got some Caribbean. You got the Caribbean blood in you.
Sure do.
But you lived in America your whole life. But you got to make this ultimatum, Black American soul food or Caribbean food.
Black American or Caribbean food. I'm going Caribbean food. Word. This kind of reminds me of which country has the best jollof rice. That kind of reminds me of that debate, but
word.
I'm going with Caribbean food all the way. Because, I don't know, I feel like Caribbean food is just different, bro.
It just hits different.
Like, exactly. Like, American soul food, don't get it wrong. I like it, but I was raised off the stuff, man. Just the Caribbean food, just going to parties, going to events, and having that plate, bro. When you have that plate, and with your legs, when you put your legs together and it makes the table, and you eating your plate, and it's on your legs, bro.
What?
I remember that. Nigga, that was like, that's my childhood, bro. I could not, I could never betray the Caribbean people. Never. Yeah.
Nah, I want to get more culture. I want to try, like, African food.
Yeah, bro. African food is fire. Bro, my sister, she made me fufu with it was this type of beef. It was so good, bro.
Yo.
It was African delicacy, bro. It was so good.
I heard
like fufu is just like it's right. Like it complements the meat perfectly. You know what I'm saying? But I had this other it was a Nigerian food. It was called what's it? It's like it's beef. It's basically beef, but it's good with like spices and shit like that. Oh. But it's good. Shout out to my Nigerians and all my other African folks.
Yo, I heard the stereotype about about West Africans, Nigerians in particular. They have some weird obsession with goat meat. They got mad goats down there. and stuff like that. Yo, I know.
I mean, I respect their decision. Gold is good.
You know that Jamaican like restaurant in our like in Stanford, like
in our vicinity,
top of the hill and stuff like that.
Top of the hill.
You know how they have like the soups of the day and stuff like that. Yo, my mom, I remember my mom and I went in there and she could not get enough of their go-head soup.
I ain't never had the soup, them soups of the day.
I don't think I've ever eaten goat before. I'm thinking about it.
I think I've had goat like once or twice at like a
curry
an event
goat.
Or something.
I'm thinking.
Oh,
about
I've never had curry goat before.
I've had curry goat.
I've smelt it before because my girl is Jamaican. Shout out my Jamaicans. And she was eating curry goat when I was in the room with her. And it is it has a very potent smell. But I bet it tastes fire. The curry goat. Because, bro, you know what's funny? She put her curry goat in the fridge. I could smell it through the fridge, bro.
Yo, I believe it.
The smell
it.
Is potent. I'm trying to tell you.
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
All right, word. So, moving on from food, like, we were talking about Wakanda Forever. Like,
exactly.
I know I heard you.
Yeah. Ha ha, Ryan Coogler. My guy.
What are you feeling about that movie? Because I remember we went to watch it together like a couple of months ago, but, you know, just didn't tell the people, like, what our opinions was.
Listen, I like the movie. Do I think it was better than the first one? For me, no. The first one will always have a special spot in my heart. But I like the movie. I feel like there was a thing that I didn't like as much when... No. It was actually two things. One of them was how often or how frequently the people of Wakanda were getting their ass beat by the Tulukans. The Tulukans?
I don't remember.
I forgot what the race was called, but by Namor's people, I didn't like how often how frequently they're getting their ass beat by them.
I mean, to be fair, it made sense. I just think that those people specifically were too overpowered. I think it was more so that.
I don't know.
Because it wasn't that they were inept. It's just that they're already at, like, a water advantage.
I feel like they should have had, like, a better chance because Wakanda's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
That's
and
true.
If Wakanda really wanted to, they could rival the world. They could, like, have all-out war with the world, and chances are Wakanda would probably win.
Yeah,
honestly.
I didn't feel you on that, though. I was like,
I didn't think we should have gotten, or I didn't think Wakanda should have gotten their ass beat that much. I get there should have been some ass beatage, but I don't know about the frequency of that. But, yeah, another thing was... I am Haitian, so there was them scenes in Haiti, and when they was spending some of that Creole, I was
bonjour.
I was cringing just a bit because it didn't sound too authentic to my people.
Every time they would say bonjour or Haiti, just crack a
it was
chuckle.
It was just
a snicker.
It was very gentrified Creole,
and that's coming from a black movie. That's the funniest thing.
Honestly,
I like the movie. Like, I agree in the sense that I prefer the original, but it's not like the second one was a downgrade. It's just that I specifically like the original Black Panther. Not to mention, I will say this, I remember one of my other cousin, he told me before I watched it, he said that it didn't feel like an actual sequel. And I get what he's saying. It didn't feel like a sequel to the original Black Panther. It felt more
it felt like something just completely off.
Like a somewhat different storyline. It's like a somewhat different storyline, but happens to have similar characters and in the same setting and stuff like that. Because it's like at the beginning of the movie, rest in peace, you know, Chadwick Boseman. Like, I think I've said that before, but still.
Yeah.
T'Challa's already dead in the beginning of the movie. Spoilers.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen it now, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, honestly, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend going to see it, though.
Yeah, definitely. It is something you should definitely watch.
The ending, though, was my favorite part. It was probably my favorite part of the movie. Like, yeah. The end, the post-credits scene.
It was an emotional moment. And that Rihanna song, Lift Me Up, that was placed well in the movie.
Yo, it got some, it was a minority war. That came down to a big-ass minority war.
Very much so. But there were a lot of amazing female actresses getting back to Women's History Month, since that's the month we're in now. There was Angela Bassett. Mm-hmm. There was Lupita Nyong'o. And there was, Letitia Wright. I think that's how you say her name.
Right? Something like that.
Yeah, Letitia Wright. But the actresses in that movie were, like, really good. Like, some of the scenes, especially with Angela Bassett, some of the scenes where she had to get more emotional when she was talking about, like, the death of her family. And, that, like, in that scene, when they were talking, or when she was talking about how all her family members have died, and she was like, what haven't I lost? And she was just, like, really in character. Like, I felt that. I feel like that was a great scene. Mm-hmm. Honestly, how do you feel about this? Like, I liked it a lot.
Honestly, I did enjoy it. Like, I enjoyed all the characters. Like, I think it's Letitia.
Letitia? Yeah. No, I thought it was L-E-T-I-T-A. Or... Oh. Or is there's a, or there might be a second I in there, but I don't.
L E T E T I A.
I thought it was an I. Let me fact. Let's
no.
Fact, let's
it's, fact it's an I. The second there's two I's. There are two I's.
Oh
yeah.
I thought it was. There was possibly a second I, but now we know there is two I's. Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, like she was a good character. Like honestly, I enjoyed like Shuri at the very end and stuff like that. Like, I feel like the ending, though, was a little cliche, but it was like there's only two ways that it could go. Either she was going to spare the dude's life or she was going to kill him. Mm-hmm. And she probably wasn't going to spare him. I mean, she probably wasn't going to kill him. What I will say, though, is that when Killmonger showed up, I did enjoy that part. I did not expect that at all.
That was just a complete plot twist.
Yeah, it was like no idea that was happening. It was a good plot twist, and honestly, it made sense, like, you know. It did. Yeah.
Is she going to follow in Killmonger's path, or is she going to follow in the no T'Challa's path?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. We'll see in the third movie. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Rihanna.
Exactly.
Like, Riri.
Riri. Oh, Super Bowl. We could talk about Riri for a little bit.
Of course. I think her performance, like, it was good. Mm-hmm. For the fact that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real here. Like, honestly, don't think...
I concur.
Like, honestly, think it was a little underwhelming, but at the same time, it's Rihanna, so it was a good performance anyways. She did very well for being by herself. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone was anticipating her. And like I said, she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So it's like, she can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
And we were... remember when we were having that conversation with Sarah?
Yeah.
When... we were talking about how, like, the sponsorship for the Super Bowl kind of changed from Pepsi to Apple, and Apple, how we kind of, yeah. like, Apple Music, and how we kind of felt like, the setup that she had was kind of underwhelming compared to the the past Super Bowls. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Apple Music, you got to step it up.
Exactly.
That's why people, like, choose Spotify.
That clean, modern look, bro. I want something big, loud, something boisterous.
Something black.
Give me something, exactly. Give me something crazy.
Yo, it kind of, like, it blew me away learning that, like, Riri's first stop in the United States from, like, Barbados was in Stanford.
Yeah, that, when you told me that, I was like, damn, really?
Yeah.
And you was telling me how she also recorded Pond the Replay in Stanford.
Yeah.
Bro. Why is Stanford not getting more notoriety? And why didn't I know this, living in Stanford?
I don't know why they try to hide this shit from us.
Exactly. That's some, like, shit we should boast about.
can produce some excellence sometimes, you know. She's from Barbados, but you get my point. Like, Stanford have some gems that people just sleep on.
Exactly.
The city itself will be sleeping on that. Yo, but, like, I'd say, like, you know, I digress, though. Like, you know, she did, like, she did her job. Yeah. But once, I remember, yo, Sarah showed us the Beyonce halftime show.
She did her thing. I'm trying to tell you, Beyonce, I agree with the point that Sarah made. She never puts on a dope performance. Like, when we were watching that, when we were watching that Super Bowl performance, and we were watching some of the homecoming documentary, all the performances she was doing was just amazing. Just very eye catching, very just powerful.
Yeah,
like honestly, there was a lot of like imagery. There were some big messages in there. Like, I liked what she was doing. Like, very entertaining to watch. Like, just the choreography, how she incorporated the black marching band in Coachella. That was great.
Yo, honestly, like, you seen those videos, the difference between white and black college marching bands and stuff? Yo, it's true. Bro.
Exactly.
Yo, it was so, like, I rewatched the Coachella performance with the HBCUs. It was fire. Like, the way they were going, boom, 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 boom. Yo, that got stuck in my head for a minute, like, for at least a couple of days and stuff like that. And just, like, remembering the movements that came with it that were so flashy, on point, and stuff like that. Yo, Crazy in Love, though, I gotta say, is one of my favorite songs. It's a song that I do regularly listen to. Radisson
is never dying, timeless. But, question for you.
What?
Do you think there is someone that could eventually one day take Beyonce's spot? Or someone that has the future potential to do so?
I think inevitably, yes. It's just that we haven't seen it now.
I don't think so right now. Yeah. But there's going to be someone. But a female artist that is doing really well right now in numbers and in notoriety.
Let me guess.
Just like, guess.
Go on.
No, guess.
Ice Spice.
Yes. Ice Spice has been doing tremendously well. Like, the feature that she had with Pink Panthers with the Boys Alive remix was great.
Where are you?
That shit did numbers. The EP she did, great. That shit did numbers. She's been, her career right now, she's in a good spot.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely in a good spot. Yeah. I think, honestly, though, for me, it's still got to be Beyonce.
Yeah. Yep, of course it's Beyonce, but I mean, if she keeps this momentum that she has now, she could really make a humongous name for herself.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like,
Spice legacy.
Would you say that she's the biggest, like, female rapper for, like, her time right now?
The biggest.
Like, of her age group.
How old is Ice Spice currently? I don't know. She's pretty young. She's probably in her 20s. Like 20.
I'm
guessing probably 20, 24, something like that.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. We're going to have Nashawn fact check this.
23.
Ah, I was one off. Close enough, though. In her age group right now, I mean, not a lot of. I mean, there's Glorilla, but I don't know what she's doing right now.
But she's not Ice Spice.
How old is Flo Milli?
Got you.
And Doja Cat.
Oh, and, yeah. How could I? Yeah, I can't forget Doja Cat.
But I don't know how old Doja Cat is. She doesn't seem too old, but she seems like she's older than Ice Spice, for sure.
She's 27.
27. Okay, she's not that old. They're relatively close in age. But
Flo Milli is also 23, though.
23, yeah. Flo Milli has been. She's underrated, but I've heard a few of her songs. She has a bright future if she keeps doing what she's doing.
Gotcha.
But I feel like Doja Cat is the biggest artist within their age groups.
Like the 20s and stuff like that.
Yeah, because Doja Cat had a great year. Oh, and Megan. How old is Megan? Megan is like, if I had to guess, she's not that old, but I think she's like maybe 29, around 30.
I thought she would be 30.
Yeah.
No, she's 28.
28. One off again. Damn. But okay, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of good female artists right now that I'm fuck with, and I hope they keep it coming, because some of the music, I ain't gonna lie, it has been transforming some male individuals.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They've been acting up, bro. The Munchies, the Ice Spice fandom.
Oh, they be on it.
I'll try to tell you, bro. Guys be jacking at they Munchies. They be claiming that.
Yo,
dead to Ice Spice's crazy. Face.
Be crazy.
They be going wild.
That's when niggas be crazy. Yeah, exactly. But yeah,
niggas be bonkers.
Yeah, but with that in mind, I've been listening. Well, the other day I was listening to like Beyonce's whole Renaissance track, like just all in one go and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's what's up.
All I'm saying is that she deserved the Grammy.
Yeah, she did. Harry, what? No,
nothing. Against,
not even what? How?
Nothing against Harry. How? But it's like, that was not the right choice. I'm just
definitely.
There are wrong answers. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nothing bad. It's just like, I don't.
Yeah, she was robbed. A lot of people have been robbed before.
Yeah,
Grammys and still get robbed.
It's like people don't ever like take the Grammys seriously anymore.
Exactly.
One last time I heard people taking it seriously, and it wasn't even serious, was when like fucking Chris Rock got bitch slapped by Will Smith.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Yo, I seen this thing on Instagram. It was this post. It said Chris Rock's only trying to watch Will Smith's new slave movie, Emancipation, just to see him get whipped.
I saw that.
Bro. That nigga has not forgotten.
That there's some beef right there.
Yeah.
Yo, have you seen the Surgeons and Kevin Hart memes?
I have. I don't know why. Has something big happened with him recently?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Maybe I need to look more into Kevin Hart.
Yo, on the stories, the Instagram stories, all my friends, they be pulling up, it be Kevin Hart memes, and it's like just him doing different random shit.
He's a funny guy.
A funny guy. It was just like, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Maybe there is a reason behind it, or maybe people are just feeling Kevin Hart. I don't know.
Word. Who's your, like, do you have any favorite comedians? Are you into comedy and shit?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the most famous. Another one. What's his name? I like Preacher Lawson a little bit. He's a good comedian.
I actually don't listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's I'm not gonna say he's newer. He is newer compared to the goats of comedy.
Yeah.
But I like some of his stuff. Chris Tucker, some of his younger stuff was just fire. My man has been, I don't know what he's been on, but he's been a little bit MIA. I'm not gonna lie. Kevin Hart, he's there too. Aries Spears, he's there too. Or Aries Spears. Yeah, that's his name. You know who that is?
Nope. Not on.
Comedian. Check him out. Funny guy.
I got you. I got you right there. Yo, like, speaking of celebrities, yo, you heard the story about, like, R. Kelly and stuff like that?
Yeah, bro. My man. They brought his name up again.
Major in the media. L's.
Yep. My man getting additional years.
Yo, I remember. Oh, yeah, I did remember Dave Chappelle joked about fucking R. Kelly, like the piss on you type shit.
Yeah, bro. Dave Chappelle is.
He's wild, but.
Yeah, he's wild. He's probably one of the only ones that can do that successfully.
Yeah,
and
it
come out funny, because that. Like, making those types of jokes is, like, hard to do, because.
Hella risky.
If you don't get a good response or a good reaction from the crowd, some careers can be done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can execute well enough in that he still got fans and people like him for that.
Exactly. My man has been canceled probably like 3-4 times. He's still doing his show. He's not giving a fuck.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. But like, remind me of the Boondocks episode with R. Kelly in it. Mm. Yo.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, like, I remember.
Yo, if he's not getting out, but if in theory if he in theory if he gets out, he'll be 100 and something, in theory, because I did the calculation, and if he were to get out, he would hypothetically be within a livable age, but his life would be pretty much gone.
His life would be over.
Yeah, body deteriorated, just gone.
Can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
do you think there might be a chance for him, like Kodak? You know what happened with Kodak when he was in jail?
What was up with him?
Kodak was in jail for a little bit, and he got out because of COVID concerns. He got out because of that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Also, I think, was it COVID concerns, or was it that Trump, like, he put him on a list for something? Was that it?
I thought it was Lil Wayne.
Hmm?
That was Lil Wayne.
I thought Lil Wayne talked to Trump about getting some artists out.
I
don't know the specifics, but he got out.
As much as hate to say it, there's been so many of them that have been in and out of jail. It's like I can't keep track sometimes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. Speaking of that Boondocks episode, just thought of like that quote. I see piss, I move. She saw piss, she stayed.
Oh my god, bro. Oh lord.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a random question for you though.
What?
I was thinking about Women's History Month a little bit, and this question just came to me. Do you see yourself as a feminist?
That's a hard question.
Yeah, that is a hard question.
Cause it's like, you won't see me at the rallies going like you know, just like protesting.
Well, you don't have to be going to the rallies to see yourself as a feminist. A feminist.
Feminist, nice.
What can I say feminist for? That's good with me. To see yourself as a feminist.
Yeah, I say not really, in the sense that, like, you know, I am aware, like, there are issues that women face, like, you know, as both men and women do face their separate share of issues. Yeah.
There are a little bit of inequalities. There's some inequalities.
Yeah,
there's
definitely some inequalities. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't think I'm so proactive on it that, like, that I can say that I'm straight up a feminist. Yeah. I would say
I would say to that question, I'm not a diehard feminist, but I am still a supporter of women's rights, and I in a way see myself as a feminist, but not diehard as some other individuals.
I support women's rights, but I wouldn't call it feminist, if that makes sense. I would just say I support women's rights. It's just more like the caliber of like how much I'm involved within the community and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's not that you can't, like, obviously outside members of like of different demographics and communities can always be, like, supporters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, while I am a supporter, I just wouldn't go as far as to say straight-up feminist, though.
I feel you. I agree with your point of view. I feel like I share a similar point of view as well. And, you know what I'm saying, Happy Women's Month. All the women out there, you know what I'm saying, this for y'all. We love the ladies, you know what I'm saying. We all love women. We appreciate what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep doing what y'all do.
You got to give
them past, present,
respect.
Future. We love women. Y'all significant. Couldn't be here without you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the mothers, all the just all the female role models, all the women in general, the population. All of them. Just shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoy y'all month. I hope y'all just enjoy your year, enjoy your lives, enjoy everything that you got going on, and we wish the best for you.
Yeah, of course. Same thing for y'all brothers and sisters out there. You know, your sisters got an extra 31 days, like, to celebrate. But at the same time, like, you know, for the black community, you know, just like we got to keep on moving forward and progressing, like progressing.
I got you.
Yeah, shit. But anyways, you know, it's been a good month, you know, just getting, like, learning to get more involved in Black culture and stuff like that. It's been pretty, like, it's pretty nice, you know. I'm excited for next year and stuff like that. Mm. I do agree, though, with, I believe it was Draymond Green who said that, like, why do we have the shortest month of the year? Like, why not just make it, like...
That shit crazy.
Like, every year, like, every month should be basically Black History Month. Like, it is American history. Though I'm not complaining, like, I'm excited for Juneteenth. That's all I'm saying.
It should be Black History Year every year.
Yeah, like, long live brothers and sisters, you know?
Exactly.
Like, take care out there. But anyways, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Black and Bold Podcast.
Wait, hold up. Happy Women's History Month. Happy belated Black History Month. And
I'm Nashawn.
I'm Luxon.
And
have a good-ass day.